zijn gebeurd van Babels. Page Tesval, dat Tesval. Now, we'll start with the new paragraph, Keno Chachti. So until now, what did he say? He just got through saying that he had second thoughts about writing the Sefer, but then he had third thoughts to write it, and therefore he decided to write it. Now, in the next paragraph, let's learn the next paragraph, and the Mitzvah Shem, when we finish the paragraph, we'll go back and discuss what the flow is. In other words, where does the next paragraph fit into what he's been saying? Keno Chachti, I also realized, Ki Hanafashos Rabos, that man by nature, Rabos Ki Hanafashos, a man's soul by nature, Rabos Hachukah V'Hataiva L'Tachlus Horah, that a person by nature is drawn after things that are not necessarily good for it, meaning Taivis, it has desires, it wants to be comfortable, it wants things that give it pleasure, and that's not necessarily good things. Unusugos, and it withdraws Milasok B'Chasodim from doing good things. It's like saying Ki Yetzer Lev Adam Ra Min Urav. A person is drawn to enjoying itself, enjoying oneself, doing things that give it pleasure, and it's tugged away from doing things that are mitzvahs, from doing things that involve some sort of sacrifice of the guf. Nilof Milorit Lasiyas Atov. It has a laziness. It's tired, meaning it's lazy from going to do good things. No souls both and to me the midbar habidur vahaschok. These are very modern Ivrit words Rav Kapach is using. It's saying a person likes to be entertained, a person likes to relax. You know, I don't know about the people I'm speaking to now, but certainly by the in the non Jewish world, it's certainly an Indian. When they make the charts of how much money people spend, so there's a line that they spend for entertainment. People go out to be entertained. They pay social calls. It's not. It can be explained. You know, going away for vacation or relaxation or social visits or entertainment can be explained, but it has to be explained. It's not really. You have to rationalize why it's a fruitful use of time, why it's a constructive use of time. But when the Chavis HaLodes here says, so os both and tmidi, the midbar habidur vaschok, he means that it wants to be entertained and it wants to relax and have a good time. The imnizdamlo lahen hizdamlus tavsonus, and when something comes up that it's drawn after, a taiva, it'll use all kinds of rationalizations to say why it's mutter, why it's okay to do. Benimukei oven, meaning it'll come up with lies. I mean, with rationalizations. When a person wants to do something, so he'll rationalize why it's okay to do. If he's very smart, he'll rationalize why it's a mitzvah to do it. In order to allow himself to attend to it. Umatos is ataina bado. I mean, this is on a large scale also, where one could make the case that the evolution. I'm not talking about now. Just. I'm talking about the evolution that's a kfira in Hashem, that says it happened as a natural process. And the forces of the subconscious, of Freud, or even Marx, with the way history flows and the inevitability of a certain flow of history, you can make a good case that it was done in order to negate a mashgiach over the world, to negate someone that runs the world. So it's there's ideologies that are developed for that reason also. So that's on a very large scale, that you have ideologies and thoughts and shittos that are developed, and there can be books written about it. You don't have to be in the spoil from the books. It's just, this plenty shkarim have been put forth in order to rationalize a certain lifestyle, in order to rationalize that the goof should, at the end of the day, be able to do what it wants to do. Umashros, and this is a very modern way of thinking, Chavis HaBavah says, Umashros, Tiyosa, and it's Ma'asher, it's going off a derech, and it's Umachazkos, Gormeho, and it's Machazek, and it's all Shkarim, it's all built on lies, because when the goof wants to do something, so unfortunately many times it's very powerful, and it's Moshech the Seichel along with it, and the Seichel comes up with the rationalizations to allow the goof to do what it wants to do. The Shozros Nimeho HaMufuradim, I mean, literally that means it ties together all the loose ends. It means it builds a whole binyan. It weaves a whole beged out of really nothing, out of sheker. And on the contrary, v'imheir lohen ner ho'emes, and when you expose them to the truth, v'nikru ho'elov, yotros tainus hashav, then they attack it, like all the Bible criticism and all the shittos that Yetzias Mitzrayim couldn't have happened, Kalila, and this couldn't have happened, and it's impossible that they stayed in the Midbar, and it's impossible that they, how could it be that they captured Eretz Canaan, and there's no historical record of it. All sorts of things are built up, k'day lachdol mimenu, in order that they shouldn't have to face the truth, umamidos hatainos negdo, benotos min hashvil, and they really go off the derech of seichel, even the ability to see Hashem in nature, so they want to explain everything away, umachalishos gormor, and they weaken what brings you to recognize Hashem. They try to show that it's illogical. Umufarkos chiburov umiyoros mimenu. They scare you. They say it's impossible to do. It's gonna mess you up. The whole davar. Okay. So what did he say till now? He says people are people, and people are drawn after their taibas, and they seek pleasures and lusts. Tithes, and they rationalize what's incorrect, and they rationalize away why it's no good to do what is right. The chol davar oivav ben seifav, you have within you a yetzahara, and it's very difficult. It's very difficult to overcome this natural state. Elim kein hoyloi ezem eis Hashem. What you really need to fight the body or every person's facing this problem that the goof wants things and it drags along the seichel, so you have to have Ezer Hashem. That's really an echo of the Gemara in Kiddushin that Omolei HaKadosh Baruch Hu Ozro Ein Yocholo. You really can't fight the Yetzirah, win against the Yetzirah, unless HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives you an Ezer. Ulanafsho Mochiach Mezumon, that apparently means that you need some outside force, some objective, either rov or friend. You need an outside force being mochiach you, showing you, you know, the person's no geya bedavar, so he'll always see what he wants to see, and he'll come up with all kinds of rationalizations. So what you need is an Ezer Hashem to break free of that, and you need a mochiach, you need an outside inspiration or giving musar. The shilton machnia. Maybe you need even sometimes you need a shilton. You need, like when there was a Mishal Shashanim Kitikunim. You have a Sanhedrin. You have a Bezdin that punishes you. You have a Melech that makes sure that everyone's keeping to the law. You need outside forces. You can't just rely on your own desire to do good. He doesn't give a pretty picture here. You can't just depend on your Yetzer Tov to win the battle. You need outside forces to help you, because you're all caught up in what you want to do. Sheyatul, you need maybe a shulton machnia. Sheyatul alov meseg, it'll rein you in. A hachshor of the atzrena beresan hatzedek. It's also a muzzle, a rein. The atimena marira shot hamusr. Maybe you need a little smack. If you deserve a smack, you need a little of the bitterness of the smack. Vaoz kashayizom tov yatzliach. And then, you know, so maybe if you want to do good, yatzliach v'yambiksho nafshul zulazeh yigar v'yachniyah. So you'll be bopped over the head. You'll be smacked. You'll be inspired. You'll be yelled at by those forces that are trying to get you to be good. So what does he mean by all of this? So from the next line, I don't know. I have one of two pshatim. The mepharshim are not so clear. Either he just said what he said because there is a lot of Muslim and Chayyus al-Lovas too, and he's describing another need for the Sefer, not just to describe Chovos HaLevavos that's so important and so fundamental, but also to help a person in this battle, so he will provide some ammunition, some inspiration, some outside force to help the person in his battle. It's another reason for the Nechitzus of the Sefer. Or he possibly could be talking about himself, when he just said that he realized that his rationalizations, and he had rational logical reasons not to write the Sefer. And then he said he realized it's coming from laziness, perhaps, or it's coming from he wants comfort. And when you write a Sefer and you expose yourself to the public, you do something, so you're opening yourself up to criticism, and you're opening yourself up to people accusing you. Right? Like Korach accused Moshe Rabbeinu of being a Balgaiva, right? You're opening yourself up to all sorts of even ridiculous accusations whenever you want to do something. So it could be that's what he's describing here, that he's elaborating on the idea of the last paragraph, that he realized that his hesitation in writing the Sefer was not coming from a good place, but it was coming from a bad place. And that's how people are. They don't want to do something, they're lazy, and they'll end up with the most elaborate, sophisticated rationalizations explaining why they shouldn't do it. So it's part of his realization that that's the human condition. So that's the second shot I have in what he's been saying now. V'lachain, let's just finish this paragraph, let's try V'lachain. Therefore, Ra'isi, because then he goes back into his personal description of his decision. Ra'isi lachnia es nafshi. So that's what he said he did. He was machnia himself. Lo seis Torah chibur ha-sefer hazeh, to go to the bother of writing this sefer. You have to realize, after all of the cheshbonos, why not to do it? That you'll get criticized, and people, who do you think you are? And it's also a lot of work, right? It's a lot of work. So I decided to undertake the Torah of writing the Sefer, the Sidur in Yonov, and hammering out exactly how to be Masadarit, because it's very complex in Yonim. The whole Bitui She'uchal, this is an illusion. Right, remember he said he didn't know Arabic that well. One of his rationalizations was that he had decided to write it in Arabic because that's what people understand, but he's not that expert in the language that he'll be able to capture the precise idea that he's trying to. So he's saying, okay, I'll write the Sefer, I'll do the best I can. That's what he has decided to do. I'll do it however I can. And if I can't, he said before that when his Yetzer Hara was talking, it was that, you know, you're not really going to be omed on the depth of the concepts and hasagas that you're going to be writing about. So how dare you write about them? So he says, no, I decided to chol bit yeshulcha, whatever language I can come up with, ubechol hasbara shetizdam mainly, I'll do the best I can. Im yuvan ha'inya bekach, as long as whoever I'm writing the Sefer for, if they'll be able to latch on to an idea of what I'm writing, so that's good enough. I didn't do a perfect job. like we learned yesterday, he says, nobody's perfect, so I'm also not perfect, but I'm going to write the Sefer anyway. So I won't do a perfect job, that's all. I'll open myself up to criticism, because for sure, people are going to latch on to the part that's not perfect and criticize me. So that's just how things are. I accept that burden. The askim if prote chavis halvavos masi imotzeli, I'll talk about the chavis halvavos that I can come up with. The lowest ameitz lahashlima malahakifam. I accept the fact that I'm not going to go crazy like I never put out the sefer because I'm a perfectionist and it's not good enough and I didn't get everything and maybe I left something out and maybe this and maybe that. I'm not going to fall into that trap. The sefer is important. I'm going to do the best job that I can and gegangen. I'm going to put it out. And I have to make sure that my readership will be able to follow the sefer too. If I start writing as much as, and I keep on delaying it, and I keep on adding more and more and more chapters, no one's going to buy it. It'll be a bestseller, but it's going to sit on the shelf. Avalaskir, I'll mention min ha'achechi, the most fundamental parts of Kol Yisodos, the Yisodosov, Bishar Shalom B'Mesher Roilo. He's going to describe the Mizne of the Sefer in the next paragraph. It is actually 10 Sha'orim. Although this is made up of 10 Sha'orim, right? Shara Yichud, Shara Bechina, Shara Vodut Hashem. He'll be talking about each one. As he finishes up his Akdom, he'll be describing what he wanted to accomplish in each Sha'ar. Uvashem Echad, Emes, and in the name of Hashem, a Ozer, I ask the Siyata Nishmaya, Ba'olah Vevtach, that I'll get it. Umimenu Eshal, Lahan Choseni, Lahadicheni, Ba'olah Rotsui, I hope I do a good job. Umukubul of Honov, Minayadiya, based on my knowledge, Vahamaise, and I'll try that as much as I can that my actions should match up with these nice ideas that I'm writing about. Betochi ubori, and it should be my outside should be the same as my inside. I should have that consistency. Remember when he condemned hypocrisy? He says, I hope to develop that consistency. Barachma Hashem should help me with his rachamim. Okay, stop here.